Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, we're talking about, you know, the wisdom moment. We just finished talking about that. What's in the news at this moment, and they're waiting, Pat, to find out is if the Supreme Court is going to strike down the health care bill. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a lot of people that are Christians that are coming out just dramatically against this. And then you have some that are saying that they're for it. And, you know, it is what it is right now. But the question is, you know, what's God's perspective of this? We understand what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. You know, the ones that are for it think the ones that are against it have, you know, are going against God. And the ones that are against it and not for it think the others have lost their mind and they're going against it. But, you know, God has a there's a perspective of this. You know, when I think about it, the first thing I think about is, you know, and we want to find out it's got, because today the court could rule today or this week, could strike down the health care plan, the health care bill, which I think in its present format, although I don't think anybody's read it except those who, you know, and we know that we have a representative government. And as a representative government, your representatives are supposed to read the bills before they vote them into law, like I was just, we were just talking about, you know, about Capitol Hill. And come back and tell you what it says. So when you, they were having those town hall meetings, they said, well, I haven't had time. We're going to pass it before we read it. That's totally a violation of representative government. But since America's forgot and they quit teaching these things to the Americans, like we were talking about earlier, the first hour about Israel, that nobody expected, nobody thought that was a big deal. I mean, they just thought they were just a battle between ideas. But the reality was that they left their job description when they decided not to read the bill and voted it in. But either way, you know, this is what they say, that every American will be provided health care. You know, America will be your healer. You know, and but yet, at the same time, you know, if you're in the Word and you do have the belt of truth, you have to understand that God is concerned about everybody that has a need. And so as Christians, we have to respond. You know, what does God have to say about it? We don't need to jump up. We don't need to be more bold for capitalism than we are for Jesus and his way of doing things. We have to check it with the King, our King, King Jesus. And we need to check it at the gate, and gates of government of God. And you know, and sometimes God will just, you know, okay, it's the season of capitalism is up. And but the season of God is never up, you know, through Jesus Christ. And so when you read the Word of God, I think of a couple things. The first thing I think about, you know, the Jesus tells us very specifically, you know, in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 through 46, he talks about this issue. He talks, Jesus, I mean, forget about your political affiliation, forget about, you know, all those different things that are, you know, people are driven by these issues. You know, but Jesus actually says something very specific about this issue. It's Matthew 25, verse 31 through 46. He says, "When this is Jesus talking, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory." So when the Son of Man comes, and all of his angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations, and that word nation means ethnos, all the people groups, you know, all the nations will gather before him and he will separate. So it's like, okay, we're going to be a big crowd. But then he's going to go through the crowd and start separating us. He's like, whose team am I going to be on? I'm going to be on the winning team or the losing team. You know, so you see people pick team in baseball and or whatever sport you're in as a kid and you're thinking like, man, I hope I get the good team. I hope I get the good team, right?
Right, and I'm not last.
Oh, yeah, not last. Right. He that'll be first will be last, last first.
Right.
And so he's going to go through us. I mean, think about this, Pat. This is important that you understand this issue of healthcare right now from God's perspective, not from a political perspective, not from a country's perspective, because there's a whole bunch of different countries. There's a whole bunch of different nations. And God loves all the ethnos, all the nations, all the people. And so he doesn't love Americans more than he loves, you know, Italians or Germans or the Chinese. So I know that's probably a shocker to you, some film people in America, that he loves everybody the same, and he loves the nations. So he's going to gather all the nations He's going to gather them before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Mm-hmm. So you imagine a whole bunch of sheep and goat, you know, bah, and then, yeah. No, what would a goat, how's a goat do? What's a goat do? Right. That's exactly what they do. Now they actually do the same thing. They go, bah. Anyway. Yeah. But then you start separating. It's kind of obvious at that point, you know.
Yeah.
And so you start separating, and it says, you know, he's separating the sheep from the goats, and he will put the sheep, which are believers, mm-hmm. he'll put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Mm-hmm. So when you start seeing the crowd go to the right on his right-hand area, he's like, that's where I want to go. Mm-hmm. That's where I live my life, to be on the right hand of God.
Right.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
But some people are going to be going to the left. Mm-hmm. And then he begins to talk about why they got separated. So I think we needed to kind of look a little bit more, don't you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he says, then the king, which is Jesus, will say to those on his right hand, that's us, hopefully, oh, praise God. Yes, oh my goodness, it's up on the right hand. Oh, sheep, 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 sheep. And he says, come, who are blessed by my Father. That's why we always tell you, you got to meet my Father. You just got to meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. It's not just a good idea. It's an eternal idea. Then the king will say to the people on his right hand, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God's creating an awesome place for you where that he's creating this awesome place for you, and it's your reward. It's your inheritance. In verse 35, he talks about, he says, for I was hungry. I was hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. I mean, you're Jesus.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's talking to the people, which are the sheep on his right hand. He's not talking to the goats right now. He's right. talking to the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about I? He says, for I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. This makes me think about Kathy, in Streets and Lanes Ministry. She just goes out there. She's a neonatal nurse. Her ministry is streetsandlanesministries.org. And she just goes and does it. You know, it's beautiful. She goes to the streets, and she feeds the hungry. She gives water. She preaches the gospel. He says, I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I mean, she has a transition house that she put together for ladies to be able to transition from being homeless to integrated back in society again. Then he said, I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
I needed health care. <You know, laughs> I was sick. I needed a doctor. That's what I needed.
Right.
I needed somebody who understood how to take care of me when I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing worse than somebody showing up. It's like, oh, you're sick. Like Job's comforter. Job, it looks like you're sick.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I was sick and you looked after me. You know, I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him. They're talking to Jesus now. Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? Then the king will reply. This is what Jesus will say to the people on his right hand.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. So it's very important, and we have to really, really ponder this. We have to ponder this and meditate on it and talk to God about it. We can't just flippantly just jump on some political bandwagon and start declaring, you know, how we think it should be. As believers, we think it should be ever how God, let every man be a liar. And God be the truth, right?
That's right.
We just want to know what he says. And so God is into taking care of sick people. And since God is into that, we need to be into it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We should look forward to the aspect of how we need to address this healthcare issue, because people are sick. Some people that have money are able to make it through a situation and get doctors and all that because they have money. But other people who don't have the money can't do what the rich person or the person that had money could do. And so God is into that, he's into justice, and he wants that to be resolved in that point. So we have to pay attention to that. So it's not a bad issue. It's a very important issue for believers. We have to respond to that. And then he goes on and says, in verse 41, he says, then he says to those on his left side. So these are the goats that are on his left side. These are the ones that chose not to follow him, who chose not to obey him. He says, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't invite me in. I needed clothes, and you didn't clothe me. And I was sick, and you didn't look after me. I was sick, and I was in prison, and you didn't even look after me.
Yeah.
And that's pretty important, because the consequence of not paying attention and finding out God's perspective of healthcare, you know, is eternal, right?
Right.
I mean, he's into a sick person getting well and us participating about it. You know, being, you know, coming with all the diverse parts of the body that we've walked with, you have different viewpoints. You know, some people don't believe they're in healing, you know, that God's, that went out with apostles. Some other people are charismatics and they think, you know, you should be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is some people get healed and some don't get healed, but they get healed through time and somebody nursing them and taking care of them. It matters. It matters to God. And the court's going to decide this week. And if we don't have his perspective, you could be celebrating and jumping around whatever side you're on,
mm-hmm.
and miss God's perspective of this. And at the end, be held accountable because you ran maybe for capitalism over the kingdomism, you know, God's kingdom and what he says, you know,
right.
to be able to do things. Then, of course, he'll say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire, prepare for the devil and his angels. So it wasn't prepared for the goats. It wasn't prepared for people. Hell was made for the devil and his angels, the demons that fell,
mm-hmm.
angels that fell. But because we make a choice not to follow Jesus Christ, we're choosing hell.
Right.
Why choose hell? You know, what, anyway. So, for I was hungry, he says, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. You know, I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you didn't clothe me, and I was sick, and you didn't look after me. So, there you go. And he said, then also I'll answer, or they'll answer back to him. These are the goats they're talking to. So, he's reasoning with them. He says, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and you didn't need help? He says, he will reply to them, I tell you the truth, whatever you did not do for the least of these of mine, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous will enter into eternal life. This is the question, though. This is the question as a believer. You know, as a believer, do we look for the government to do what we should have looked for God to do?
Right.
And when God's people do not do what God wants done, God will raise up somebody who doesn't even know him to do what he wants done because he's a just God.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of times when, you know, Israel, you know, didn't do what they were supposed to do and God would have somebody rise up and defend Israel or do something, but they never did know him and never did acknowledge him. And they accomplished what he wanted done. Well, so the question we ask ourselves when somebody says, well, that just needs to be what the church needs to, you know, but when you look at George Barner's statistics, I was just looking at his statistics this morning. We'll put that up hopefully on the blog, VFNTV blog today at VFNTV.com, is he says that only 4%, Pat, only 4% of those who are regular church attenders
mm-hmm.
Even give to God the tithe and the offerings. Only 4%. Wow. So you look at all, say if you have, I don't know, 100 million,
mm-hmm.
or say we have a million believers, and they're marching up and down the streets, and they're saying, you know, listen, you know, this is wrong, you know, we don't need to provide health care, you know, and now we understand what God's perspective is of that. And, but at the same time, out of those million people,
mm-hmm.
only 4%, which is what, 4,000 or 40,000?
Out of how many?
Out of a million, 40,000.
Yeah.
And you give me that number for me if you wish to get it. But think about it. Like out of a million people, only 40,000 of them are obeying God with the tithes and the offerings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, the church could do that. You have like in Houston, you have the Methodist Hospital, which is a great hospital there, and you know, and you have the Sacred Heart Hospital, you have Baptist hospitals, you have, you know, Sinai Hospital in New York, you know, where Joanne knows worked there, but she works at Presbyterian Hospital and all these different, you know, that we can do that. But the thing about it is that, but the church is not doing 40,000. Mm-hmm. This is 40,000 out of that million. So what's left? That would be 960,000 of them. 960,000 of those marchers and mm-hmm. those million are stealing from God, robbing from God,
right.
not giving offerings to God. While they're saying the government should not give these people who are sick health care.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you really think in the scales of God, do you think in the scales of God that God's just going to let these sick people, and you know, we all get sick at times, and do you think he's going to let them, this just God is going to let them go undone? You think he's not going to take care of them? You know, God cares about every single person. And so if the church is robbing from God, if those nine out of that million, based on that statistic from George Barnett, barnett.org, 960,000 of that million who's marching in the streets don't even give God the tithes and the offerings.
All right.
Which is his, by the way. It's actually his. He considers that robbing.
Right.
And if they did, can you imagine that what the church could actually do? The church, you know, could build the schools that we're complaining about, the government schools. But, you know, if you just quit robbing from God, you know, that you can build a school and you don't have to worry about what the government's doing. They would just line up with what's happening, what you're teaching in your Christian school. You know, because you think about it, that he goes on to say as well that the that it's even getting worse with this economy that's going on right now. So seeing that God cares, I mean, this we're talking about this because right now the Supreme Court's deciding decision, and I see thousands of Christians, you know, on the news. I see people from pulpits talking about it, but these people in the pulpits, they know that only 4% even give. So they're telling, it's like, hold on a minute, we got to pause for a moment and say, but if we're not taking care of the poor, if we're not giving to God what's God's, you know, if we're not doing that, are we just forego this whole aspect and say, well, the government shouldn't do it either. And God's not, that's not what he says. As a matter of fact, he's going to divide everybody based on, you know, having his heart towards people. And somebody asked Mother Teresa, they said, Mother Teresa, you know, why do you do what you do? And she was at the poorest area, you know, of India. And she says, I see the face of Jesus in the suffering. Mm-hmm. You know, and do you see Jesus? Because he said, whatever you do to the least of these of mine, these brothers of mine,
right.
you do it to me. And whatever you don't do to the least of these of mine, you don't do to me. And so it matters how we're responding to this. We cannot jump on this bandwagon. It's almost like the church is being brought into a trap here. Because, you know, the church is, you're seeing the church raise up and people that, you know, claim to be followers of Christ. And they're standing up and they're saying righteousness, 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 and it's like you got to check ourselves and make sure that, you know, if we're not, because it doesn't matter what the government does, it matters what God allows to happen to us, because he's like, you're robbing from me, that the government is going to be a rebound. There's going to be a rebound take place. It's going to bounce off of that. It's just your words are going to come back to you, and we'll be judged by our very own words. And God is into taking care of people that are sick, and we should be into it as well, which means, first of all, I want to tell you this, that for those that are feeling condemned because you're sick, that's just, you know, that's religion. You know, people get sick, and he says, the sick amongst you could come to the brethren of the church and let them anoint you with oil and pray for you that your sins will be forgiven. This is James chapter 5. And that, you know, you'll be healed. I mean, you get sick, and we're getting these fallen bodies, you know, and it all stops one day anyway. You just don't know how and when. But, you know, I want to talk about James, because James, when he writes about that, but it was James chapter 4, James chapter 5, verse 2 and 4, because it talks about hoarding, mm-hmm. you know. He says, your wealth. And so if 96% of the church, by the way, that 4% is not going to where people are being fed, just part of that's going. So it's just really, you know, but he says your wealth has rotted and moth has eaten your clothes. Your gold and your silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire, which means you're going to, that would be going to hell, like he's talking about, right?
Right.
And it would burn away your flesh. And he says, you have hoarded wealth in the last days. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay your workers who mow your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. And so even the wages, when you look at people talking about wages, and you know America gets paid really well. We're living in the top 3% of the world, but there's injustices in the globe and different nations. And you have people that work all year for what an American gets in 1 week. And he's into that. And you know, we're talking about healthcare now. But I want to go back to that. There's so many different, we can't be so quick to just go, this is wrong. It's like, well, you know, we got to find out if it's, you know, if it's God's perspective or not. And if in fact, you know, we're not giving to God's what's God's, we're hoarding what is God's. We're hoarding it.
Right.
We're not giving to him. Oh, I can't, or I don't want to give God, you know, a tithe, a 10%, first 10% of my increase. And I don't want to give them offerings. At the same time, you know, 960,000 march the streets yelling at the government who's saying, listen, because you won't give to God what's God, I'll take it from you in taxes and I will make sure that the poor get taken care of.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah.
And so you know, God's going to take care of those people. If we won't take care of them, he will have people take care of them. The thing is, our own actions, our own fruit testifies against us. You know, and then where we're investing that, you know, $1.3 million per baptized believer in America. But think about how many, you know, surgeries that could take care of, or
yeah,
a rent or whatever, you know, clothing and all. And we need a whole transition of the way that we're thinking, a whole time of repentance. So this is a serious, serious issue. We're being rebuked almost, it seems like, about, because they're right in saying that everybody does not get equal health care in America. You know, they're right in saying that. And people are right in saying that, you know, some people, you know, don't contribute to society and they just take. Well, that's true too. But you know, Jesus would walk up to somebody and he would say, you know, what can I do for you? You know, what can I do for you? And he would heal them. He would deliver them. He would, you know, raise them from the dead, or those that are around asking him to raise somebody from the dead, he raised him from the dead. And he would just do something kind, a good thing for them to get their attention, to show who he was. And so being kind to people, he wants us to pray for our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He wants us to give water to our enemies and to pray for those who curse us, despitefully use us. Don't you think if that's how he feels about our enemies, that he wants us to be concerned about sick people?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I know one particular man that was just so avid against, you know, what a move of God and what was taking place. And he didn't believe that God could heal or anything. But all of a sudden, then he had a child that was sick. And his whole doctrine just switched overnight. And I thought, man, that's pretty self-seeking. But it did shift. You know, it did shift. And right now, to this week, you know, this is what's on our hearts and minds and on our newscast. They're saying, you know, should we provide health care or not? Remember, only 4%, according to George Bonner, of regular church attenders. Those are the ones that attend church because people are leaving the traditional expression of the church, you know, rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
That those who are God's people, you know, are not being faithful to him in the area of giving him his tithe and offerings. And when we do that, what we're really saying is that I'll take care of myself. It's a battle between, you know, God and Baal, because Baal is about worshiping the work of your hands, and that, you know, you got to, when you give God his offerings and his tithe, the tithes that's his, all his, he just lets us, he lets us keep the 90%, and he makes the 90% holy unto us. And then he takes the 10% and he receives it as if it's the whole 100% as we're giving him everything. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's a win-win type situation. I mean, I would be terrified if you're not honoring God with the tithes and offerings, you should be pacing the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But you can repent. You can just go, you know what? I'm going to repent. God, I'm wrong. And just like you can't make everything right, from this point on, you can begin to make what's right. If you say, all I got is $10, like, dude, you better take $1 of that. And where you're being fed, you know, mm-hmm. where you're being fed, don't just take it and put it on an arrow and shoot it up in there and let it land somewhere.
Right.
And where you're being fed, you need the truth of God. And understanding that's where you're going to get a return back from God in that aspect of it. He says, test me in this and see that I won't pour you out a blessing. So here we are with this healthcare situation that's taking place right now. We want to look at God's perspective of it. And I really believe if you're listening right now, you've probably shifted a little bit. You may have been leaning on one side or the other, but the truth is we have to know what God's perspective is of it. And if, in fact, we're not giving to God what's God's, in other words, those that have said yes to God and those that are, you know, leading God's people and those that are that said, I'm going to not build monuments to myself or my organization, but we're going to, you know, invest back into others, that they're only getting, you know, some of that 4% to be able to do that, then the government God may just tax you and take it from you.
Right.
You know, and how can you complain against that?
Can't.
You know, that's what he said about Samuel when people come on saying, you know, we want this. He's like, my way is not enough. Mm-hmm. Right. And he says, well, he's going to tax you. He's going to take your best men. He's going to take your best horses, but he's going to provide for you what you demand and don't believe that I can do for you. And by the very fact that most all of the church, 96%, according to George Bonham, are not trusting God in this area, then it just says that they're looking to something else other than God to be able to provide for them. Because where your treasure is,
that's where your heart is.
That's where your heart is. You know, God's not after it. It's all his anyway. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He wants your heart. And so when you begin to obey him in the area of finances, when he blesses the work of your hand, then that is when then he's the Lord of your life, because then you're making him the Lord of your life at that particular moment. So I just want to give you a different perspective today, hopefully that you can understand that, you know, we're called by God, you know, to check out what he says, and we begin to repent, and we can personally do that, and God will, you know, protect us and keep us. But I know that if I have someone sick in my family, and I would be touched deeply if somebody helped me take care of them. And so we can't be so quick to say, hey, let somebody die or somebody just stay sick or die early because of our capitalism. We have to really think this thing through. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the very fact that only 4% of us are obeying God in that area, then it says, you know, God's going to take care of it.
That's right.
Right? We'll be right back. I did want to say this Thursday, they're scheduled to vote on the Health Care Act. We need to be, as Christians, we need to be separate than the way the world thinks. We don't need to jump on the bandwagon. When we are in disobedience to our Father right now, Father God, and not obeying him and robbing from him the tithes of offerings, he says, you rob me. How do you rob me? You rob me. That's Malachi chapter 3. Just read it and see. Mm-hmm. And notice that it carried into the New Testament. He did not do away, because the tithe came before the law. It came with Melchizedek.
Right.
You know? And Abraham started that. It's a faith situation. And big thing is, it just says, who's God? I can't believe it's coming so quick. This Thursday, so we don't want to just stand up and scream and holler because we're making ourselves a target.
Right.
And realizing, you know, God's going to say, he's going to take care of those that are sick. And then begin to look for people and partner with them and go out yourself and take care of the needy out there. Just take care of them. And you can find out more about this. Share this program today with your friends before this a decision is made. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, help us, show us, God, how to take care of the sick. How can we do this? You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.